Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello everyone, I hope that you're all doing well. Thank you for coming back for another episode. And today we are going to have a little look at the world of cinema, at movies, at Hollywood. And we're going to talk a bit about what has happened to Hollywood, or what is going on at the moment. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I am in my mid-30s now. I'm getting a bit older, and it's a bit it's kind of a natural thing that as we get older, we look back at things in the past and we say or complain that things are not as good today. It's something you hear a lot from people my age, and especially as people get older. You know, when you talk to a lot of old people, you hear them say, oh, when I was younger, this thing was much better. And, you know, that could be music, could be movies, books, even technology. You know, a lot of old people, well, not all of them, but there are a lot of older people that complain about sort of smartphones, and they say, you know, kids these days, they should read books or they should go outside. They just spend too much time on their smartphones. You know, it's quite common for us to complain when things are changing. But I do think that objectively, Hollywood seems to be running out of new ideas, or at least not coming up with new ideas as regularly as before. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then you can see how you feel about that. So let's get into it. So what do I mean when I say that Hollywood is running out of ideas? Well, personally, these days, whenever I go to the cinema or I just see what's on at the cinema, I feel like I keep seeing the same names. Of course, there are some sort of new titles that we might see, but most of them seem to be the same titles over and over again. So, for example, the Fast and Furious series. I feel like every time I go to look at what's on at the cinema, there seems to be a new Fast and Furious movie. And we also keep seeing lots of remakes of things as well. So along with these super long series like Fast and Furious or even Harry Potter, you know, once they ran out of Harry Potter books, they started making kind of spin-offs or sort of side stories, you know, that didn't involve Harry Potter but were in the same universe. And, you know, this even happens with Star Wars, which I'm a big fan of. So it's a little bit biased of me to complain about other things when I want to see more Star Wars movies. But, you know, it's a problem that we see, just a lot of the same things. And then different versions of movies, like remakes, you know, where they just take an old movie. Like, for example, it was quite some time ago now, but they made a remake of the Ghostbuster movie. And, you know, the original Ghostbusters movie in the 80s was very fun. And when they were making a new version, they said, we're going to make a new version with an all-female cast. So they were going to have women instead of men. And there were lots of people complaining about that and saying, oh, this is stupid, this is feminism gone wrong, blah, blah, blah. Which I didn't agree with. I thought, great, yeah, that would be cool to have some women as the Ghostbusters. I look forward to seeing that. That's a good idea. So I went to watch it, and there was just, personally, I felt like nothing new added to the story, and I felt like the jokes weren't very good. And in the end, I felt like, actually, that was pointless to remake that. You know, they could have done a better job. But a lot of these remakes are usually disappointing because, we have this original idea of the original movie, you know, we know it and we love it, and if you remake it, then it's never going to be quite the same. If it is sort of too similar to the old one, then you'll say, well, what was the point in remaking it? But then if it's too different, then we sort of feel like, oh, that wasn't as good as the old one, or that was too different. So it's kind of a bit of a pointless endeavor, really. It's kind of a pointless thing to try to do, because it could quite easily go wrong. And then these days as well, we, especially with these superhero movies, they're not exactly remakes, but they're just kind of a new take or a new version. So for example, the Batman movies, we've had lots of different actors playing Batman, and we've had lots of different directors making the movies, different writers, and kind of different styles. But ultimately, we just have a lot of Batman movies. And it's the same with Spider-Man. I think there's been like five different actors that have played Spider-Man in recent years. And it's the same with a lot of these kind of superhero movies, like the Marvel or DC movies. They keep having new versions, or they just keep having continuations of the same stories. And then they go back in the past and they do like the past story, and then they go into the future and they do the future story, and it just keeps going and going. And yeah, with all these examples that I've given, with these remakes, with these continuous series, it just seems like we don't see so many new ideas anymore. So to have a look at what we might call a bit of evidence, instead of it just being me sort of spouting my opinion, just giving you my opinion, let's have a look at what the highest grossing movies were of 2022. So highest grossing means the ones that made the most money. So number one, in 2022, so this is last year, in 2022, the movie that made the most amount of money was Avatar: The Way of Water. So that would be a sequel, that would be a continuation of a successful movie that we had before. Number two was Top Gun: Maverick. So again, a continuation of another very successful movie. Number three, Jurassic World Dominion. Again, a continuation of another very successful series. Number four, Doctor Strange. Again, a continuation of I think it's Marvel, not DC. But it was Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So again, just a continuation of another movie. Number five was Minions: The Rise of Gru. So again, a continuation. And it just keeps going like that. Number six was Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. So a continuation. Number seven was The Batman. So another version of a movie we had before. Number eight was Thor: Love and Thunder. Another continuation. And it just keeps going and going. And you don't really see any original movies on here. It seems like, yeah, I see on the list as well, Fantastic Beasts, that's a continuation of Harry Potter. There's Elvis on here. So Elvis was a sort of new idea. You could say that while it was based on a very famous person, so it wasn't like a completely new idea exactly, but I watched it and I thought that was a pretty good movie actually. But yeah, as we can see, it just seems like there's a lot of just continuation of stuff that we've seen already. So why is this happening? Why aren't we seeing so many original movies? Why are we seeing a lot of the same titles all the time? Well, of course, at the bottom of the problem, like most problems in the world, is money. Of course, it's all about money. And of course, movies have always, well, the movie companies have always wanted to make money. Of course, there is some artistic side. Of course, the writers and the directors and the actors and everyone else involved has some kind of artistic impression or some kind of artistic ideas that they'd like to share with the world. But the producers, the people handing out the money, of course, their main goal is to make money. It's a business. There might be some cases where a producer gave money just because they wanted a great movie to be made. But I think in most cases, we can all agree that producers want to make money. So, you know, they can then produce more movies. If they just lost money every time they made a movie, they couldn't make many movies. So, of course, it's a lot about money. Personally, this is just a bit of my pondering, but I think this has gotten worse because, like I said, people have always wanted to make money, but I think that all the businesses and all these systems in the world are just getting better at making money. You know, since the age of the internet and of computers, we have more systems to work out exactly what will be successful and what won't be successful. You know, most successful big businesses these days use kind of statistics, use analyses, and they are always thinking about how precisely to make more money. Whereas in the past, maybe there would have been a bit more risk. You know, a producer might have looked into making a movie and they might have thought, I think people might like this idea, I'll make this movie. But these days, you know, with, for example, with streaming, Netflix can tell exactly what is being watched the most, how long are people watching it for, how much are people sharing this with their friends, like all these kind of things. We have data for all of this now. So I think that things have become a lot more formulaic. So there are three main reasons why Hollywood executives or these producers might be not making so many original movies. So the first one, and it's kind of what I was just talking about really, would be risk aversion. So risk aversion is trying to avoid risk, trying not to take risks. So Hollywood, just like any industry, is very competitive, and executives are under a lot of pressure to make profits for the movie industry. So if somebody comes along with a new idea or a new concept, then they don't know whether or not that new idea, that new movie, is going to make money. But if, for example, the makers of Fast and Furious come back to the producer and they say, we want to make Fast and Furious number 200 or whatever they're up to now, then the producers can look at the data and they can say, well, look, pretty much all of these Fast and Furious movies have made us lots of money in the past. You know, they cost this much money to make. We get this much profit. Sure, let's do another one. You know, it's a way for them to kind of possibly avoid risk of them losing money. And number two would be public perception. And that is basically the way the public perceives the company, the way the public sees the film company. So if, for example, the company that makes the Marvel movies, if they make a few bad movies, even it could even be one bad movie, people might start saying, these movies suck. I don't like these movies. I don't watch these movies anymore. So it's very important for them to kind of keep up that reputation. Like, for example, Disney. If Disney releases a movie, they know that people are going to watch it. You don't need to say what the movie's about. You don't need to say who's going to be acting in it or who's going to be doing the voice acting. You just say there's a Disney movie and people will go and watch it. But if Disney starts making bad movies, then, you know, they'll lose that reputation, and again, they will lose money. So this ties in with the last point, but if they want to avoid that, then what do? they just make something that they know was successful in the past. And then the third point, which again is caused by this same sort of problem of like being worried about losing money, and that is pressure from investors. So from these investors who are putting money into these production companies, they don't want to lose money. So again, you might have a writer that puts an idea to a producer, and the producer might think, it's a bit risky, but maybe we'll make that. And, you know, then they have a board meeting with all their investors, and the investors say, no, that's too risky. And then they shut the idea down. So I've gone over 3 points, but really they all kind of come back to the same thing. And that is people being worried about losing money and therefore being worried about trying something new that could be perceived as risky. So what this means for the future of Hollywood, we will just have to wait and see. But there are still some original productions out there, and I'm sure that we will see some more original productions. I also feel like eventually people are going to get tired of seeing these long-running series. At least I imagine they will, but for now they seem to be popular. So while people keep going and giving their money to see these movies, then the companies will keep making them. So, you know, here I am maybe saying, oh, these movies aren't good, but obviously there are a lot of people that like them because they're going and watching them and paying money to see them. I don't exactly mean they're not good. I just mean, yeah, I don't know. Personally, I find it's a bit boring. You know, back in the early 2000s or whenever it was when these superhero movies started coming out, I went to see a bunch of them and I thought they were fun. You know, I remember the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie being very enjoyable, and the Batman series with Christian Bale I thought was very good. But then it just seemed like there kept being more and more and more superhero movies, and personally I just felt like every time I went to see one, I thought, I've sort of seen this already. This feels like, you know, this doesn't feel like anything new to me. But I don't know, some people maybe like seeing more, and perhaps you would tell me, oh, you just don't understand them well enough or something like that. As I said earlier, I am a big fan of the Star Wars series, and I do enjoy watching Star Wars still. But actually, even that, if somebody told me, hey, these new ones are not very good and they're repetitive, then I can't really argue with that. I'd probably say, yeah, you're quite right. I just kind of enjoy Star Wars, so I enjoy watching them. But yeah, I think you're probably right. They're not particularly great movies, at least not like the original three movies were. And actually, the original three Star Wars movies are a good example of why sometimes producers and production companies should take risks. Because actually, when George Lucas came up with that idea, at that time, a lot of production companies had decided that science fiction movies are not popular anymore. Like at that time, science fiction movies had kind of fallen off in popularity. And a lot of people said his idea was kind of cheesy. You know, cheesy means like it's not very cool. It's kind of, it's always very hard to explain this word cheesy. But yeah, just sort of said like, oh, it's not very cool. It's kind of stupid. Nobody wants to watch that. And then there was one producer who said, hey, you know what? I think that sounds pretty cool. I'm going to give you the money. And he actually almost got fired for doing that because it was such a big risk, or at least they thought it was a big risk. But as we know now, Star Wars has become one of the most famous and highest grossing series ever. So sometimes it might be worth taking a bit of a risk. So anyway, that's a nice conclusive point to finish on there. Thank you very much for listening today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow. And if you're using Spotify or Apple Podcast or anywhere where you can review the podcast, please leave me 5 stars and write a review, and I would really appreciate that. Thank you very much. See you next time.